Did you know that Thanksgiving has Philadelphia roots? Sarah Hale, editor of the Philadelphia-based Gaudy's Ladies book, a women's magazine, persuaded President Lincoln to proclaim Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1863. The first Thanksgiving dinner can be traced back to 1621, when the Plymouth colonists and the Wampanoag Indians shared an autumn harvest feast. Cooking methods and table manners have certainly changed over the years, but the Thanksgiving meal we consume today is still enjoyed with the same spirit of celebration and overindulgence. Many common Thanksgiving foods and dishes are thought to be long-standing traditions that originated from this famous feast table, but historians say this is not so. We know that venison and wild fowl were served at the Pilgrim and Indian tables. Other meats may have included turkey, goose, duck, crane, swan, partridge, eagle, or seafood, such as cod, eel, clams, and lobster. Grains like wheat flour and Indian corn were also available at that time period. Vegetables may have included pumpkin, peas, beans, onions, lettuce, radishes, and carrots. Sweet and white potatoes were not part of early Thanksgiving dinners. Neither were cranberry sauce or baked goods such as pies and breads, because sugar and ovens were not available. While the pilgrims had spoons and knives, they did not have forks. They used their fingers to help them eat and wipe their hands on large cloth napkins. Unlike today, 17th century meals were not served in courses. All the foods were placed on the table at the start of the meal, and dinner guests ate in whichever order they chose. Happy Thanksgiving, and best wishes for a peaceful holiday season from the staff of Movie House Productions. Another one break with new radio. Quick and strong, what do you know? Quick and hey!